love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
I'm quite pleased with my keen today.
Are you?
I am film director, actress, promoter of humanitarian causes.
It's not Quentin Tarantino.
No, listen. And wife of Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
Thank you.
Very good. And I'm Joseph in his Technicolor keen coat. Today's tap end, it's a sort of mixed one, but it's largely about the one that doesn't speak.
Oh, right.
Because, as some people may know, he is leaving at the end of this week.
He is. They're dropping like flies at the moment. First Becky and now the one that doesn't speak. He's going off to do something different.
New pastures.
After many years of service.
He's going out to graze. I don't know what the term is anyway.
I don't think that's right.
He's off. And so I wanted to do a tap end, which sort of, I don't want to go over the top emotional with it, but, you know, I thought we should recognise him at the tap end.
He's being quite cagey about when his last actual day is. Is it Friday? Friday, okay, good. But this is the last tap end before, sadly, we say goodbye
to
the beloved one that doesn't speak.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased for this, and I am keen and ready.
Cool. As some people may know, the man known as the one that doesn't speak is leaving the show at the end of the week. We've had some funny times together, and he shall be missed. I've known him for quite a long time, even before I started on the show, and he has become a good mate. Even though they are like brothers, character-wise, he is quite different to Scott. He loves his football and cricket, and we will regularly go watch Champions League. The one thing I really like about him, like me, he is not fussed about diets or anything like that. Together, we regularly eat Bajan beans.
What's Bajan beans?
Oh, it makes it sound exotic like that. It's the colour beige.
Oh.
And beans.
Oh, yeah, you two eat a lot of beige.
It's, you know, pasty.
No colours. Yeah.
I like this, though. It sounds a lot more exotic when you say Bajan beans, doesn't it?
Sounds like something Rihanna would eat.
If you ordered that at a restaurant, you'd think, brilliant, Bajan beans, sounds lovely. And then what you get is a steak slice.
It's just a pie.
Can I copyright that?
Yeah, go for it.
Bajan beans. As producer of the show, a lot of the ideas that end up with me having to do various ridiculous things often start with him. One of the first things I ever had to do was go to audition for Batman, the arena tour. I had never done an audition like this before, and rode from Pinner on one end of the London Underground to the other side, dressed in full Batman outfit. At the audition, I was given a small script and told to do an American accent. I can't do American accents, but I ended up making the ITV News and Reuters, where my audition was filmed by several news companies. I can't help but feel the one that doesn't speak always knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I was set right up.
They were putting on a massive arena show and they needed someone to play Batman and we thought you'd be perfect.
Yes. You and the one that doesn't speak.
So we sent you for the audition.
Yes, but you failed to tell me I would need to do any acting or...
what did you expect?
Or an American accent.
You've got to be Batman.
I was stitched right up. There's videos of it online still.
Can you remember what you had to say in your American accent?
I do. I still have nightmares about it every night.
Go on.
I was lined up there. I had several cameras in front of me. And I had to say, there's been a murder in Gotham City.
Which is Scottish. Do it in your American accent again. Go on.
There's been a murder. I can't do it. And this is the point. You both knew I couldn't do this. Set right up. One of our favourite pastimes, which Scott still hasn't joined us for, is we regularly attend something called Ukulele Night.
Oh, I haven't been to this, have I?
No, we've invited you several times.
But is it still on?
It's true to form, you've cancelled every time we've invited you.
Is that still going?
Yeah, yeah. It's at a pub not too far from work, and we discovered it a bit by accident on a random night out we were having with Aidan Grimshaw. I went downstairs to the toilet, and as I walked down the stairs, I was greeted by about 50 people, all playing ukuleles. I felt like I was walking into one of those flash mob mobile phone adverts. But after I'd done what I needed to do, and called the one that doesn't speak and Grimshaw downstairs, we both decided this might have been one of the best pub-based nights we've ever seen.
So it's just people playing the ukulele?
Are they
all playing the same thing or
yes.
different?
Yes. What? So what happens is one of them just start. There's like a lead ukulele guy, and he'll just start playing the chords of a song, and then everyone else in the ukuleles just slowly start to join in, and then all of a sudden it's like, and go, and he starts singing, and it's a variety of tunes, everything from Bon Jovi to...
Skrillex.
To Skrillex. No, I've never heard Skrillex on the ukulele, but it is. It's like Bon Jovi 2. And they'll play some current stuff.
Bon Jovi 2.
Busted. Well, that's not that current,
yeah.
Is it?
10 years ago.
We've since been back a couple of times. Anyone can join in. In fact, last time we went, we got right involved. I even found a video of me playing Avril Lavigne Complicated on the ukulele.
Can you play?
I can. It's actually a deceivingly easy thing to play. I'm not sure how this will work for either the paperback or audiobook, but here's the video.
Tell me, why you have to go make things so complicated? I see the way you're acting when somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, and you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get.
So this is you, the one that doesn't speak, and Aidan Grimshaw and loads of other people playing Avril Lavigne Complicated on a ukulele and singing.
In a pub.
Wow, that sounds brilliant.
It's incredible, isn't it? What a night. But we regularly do this. It's a brilliant night. I'm amazed more pubs don't do it. Seriously, if you own a pub, work in a pub, get this done, because it gets loads of people down. There was about 50 people playing ukuleles in there. I think we can put the video up somewhere and show people.
Let's put the video on the Radio 1 Facebook.
Okay, cool. I've never been to the Brits before. I even tried my best to get myself nominated for a Brit Award to guarantee my entry, but it hasn't paid off yet. It's always been an ambition of mine to go, and last year was the closest I had got. How it works at the Brits is after the Brits themselves, there's a load of parties. Scott and the one that doesn't speak had been invited, but for some reason, the one that doesn't speak couldn't go. So I asked if I could take his place for the parties. He was reluctant, and I can understand why.
Yeah.
I was really excited to go, though, especially after watching the Brits that night. I met Scott at the O2 Arena in London. He'd had a great time at the Brits, and we both headed off to the boat party that went from the O2 to a venue further down the Thames.
Oh.
I was there using the name The One That Doesn't Speak, and I'd been told to be on my best behaviour. So, with all these things, it was my first time at these kind of parties, but... I was worried there were sort of spies in amongst the people in suits. So someone would go, oh, hi, who are you? I'd always say the one that doesn't speak in case they were like, if I said Chris, they'd be like, right, get off. You're not invited.
Get out.
So anyone who came up, I'd say the one that doesn't speak.
It worked.
For security. And it worked. I got on this boat and I got all the way down the Thames. It was amazing. I shouldn't have been there, but it was one hell of a blag. And I was having a lovely time. But after a couple of drinks, I decided, in an attempt to fit in more, that I should start talking to people. I remember chatting to Stooshy and getting emotional with Mr. Hudson. Remember him? I had my arm round him at one point. When the boat docked, that's when I really went for it. You only get these chances once.
Was this where the incriminating pictures of me were taken by Stooshy?
Yes.
Yes.
The pictures that Stooshy have of you...
And a lady.
...being forward...
I'm not being forward. I'm just being friendly with a lady who I know.
It was an odd one for everyone that was there, actually, I think. And not in a good way.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, when I turned around and saw that girl with her legs wrapped around you, I thought, what is that about? Oh, respect, though. She was hot. Everyone likes Jane.
Yeah. She's a lovely lady.
Lovely lady. You only get these chances once. The party was full of every reality TV star and various pop groups. This was the party that was on the, you know, you got off the boat and then there was a party in a place on land.
On land?
Yeah. I remember me and Scott having a deep and meaningful with Professor Green and his girlfriend. But then, across the room, I saw Emma Bunton, Baby Spice. The first girl I've ever proper fancied. It was my chance to go say hello, but Scott was reluctant for me to do so. You're weird like that. You often discourage me from.
I just thought you were going to make a fool out of yourself.
I disagreed. I couldn't miss this chance, though, and I went up to her to say hi. She was lovely, but as she asked for my name, I suddenly became fearful that I would get kicked out of the party.
Oh, no.
So I told her my name was the one that doesn't speak. She looked confused and I think threatened. Out of context, the name, the one that doesn't speak, makes me sound dodgy. Like I was into weird stuff. She didn't hang around.
She did not. She was off.
So when I said I was the one that doesn't speak, it made me sound almost submissive. For want of a better word. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit weird. I don't know. You're describing yourself in a weird way someone you've always fancied.
It would send alarm bells to girls.
I am the one that doesn't speak. It just sounds odd.
Yeah. On a first introduction, without explanation, it's weird. It's just weird.
Tonight, I'm attending the Brits for the first time ever. It's a life's ambition come true, and I can't wait. But I hope I bump into Emma Bunton again, so I can explain. This time, I'll just tell her my real name if I get a chance. And equally, I hope the one that doesn't speak has a good night tonight, and will be given access to everywhere he expects to be able to, despite what I may have done last year.
What does that mean?
I just thought I should put that out as a disclaimer in case...
What, even Jane?
Even Jane. I just want to say I apologise for anything I may have done last year, but... Please, the one that doesn't speak was a different person. Literally.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.